Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his first ever visit to Croatia, calls for peaceful resolution of conflicts and condemns terrorism as the enemy of humanity. India and Croatia signs MOUs in the field of agriculture, culture, technology, and for a Hindi chair in Zagreb University. First rescue flight under Operation Sindhu carrying 110 Indian students from Iran lands in New Delhi. Israel-Iran conflict intensifies as U.S. military deployment in region increases. Tehran warns the action would trigger an all-out war. And SEBI approves major market reforms including PSU delisting, an easier path for foreign investments in government bonds. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic and first ever official visit to Croatia and is on his way back to New Delhi. The visit, packed with high-level engagements, marked a significant elevation in India-Croatia ties and set the stage for future strategic collaborations. During his day-long visit to the Central and Southeast European country, Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori. Both leaders issued a joint press statement underscoring their shared commitment to global peace, democratic values, and expanding cooperation across trade, technology, and culture. Mr. Modi strongly advocated peaceful resolution of conflicts, stating that whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. He said dialogue and diplomacy are the only viable paths forward.
हम सहमत हैं कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है, लोकतंत्र में विश्वास रखने वाली शक्तियों का विरोधी है। 22 अप्रैल को भारत में हुए आतंकी हमले पर संवेदनाओं के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री जी और क्रोएशिया सरकार के हार्दिक आभारी हैं। ऐसे कठिन समय में हमारे मित्र देशों का साथ हमारे लिए बहुत मूल्यवान था।
In a major step to strengthen ties, both nations signed 4 memoranda of understanding. First MOU was aimed for cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. Second MOU signed for the cultural exchange program for the years 2026 to 2030. Third one was the program of cooperation in the field of science and technology between the Ministry of Science, Education and Youth of Croatia and Ministry of Science and Technology of India for the period 2025 to 2029. The fourth and the final MOU between both the countries was between Indian Council of Cultural Relations and University of Zagreb on the establishment of an ICCR chair of Hindi. Prime Minister Modi also appreciated the growing popularity of yoga in Croatia.
यहाँ पर योग की लोकप्रियता को मैंने स्पष्ट रूप से अनुभव किया है। 21 जून को अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस है और मुझे विश्वास है कि हमेशा की तरह क्रोएशिया के लोग इसे धूमधाम से मनाएंगे।
Prime Minister Modi held a separate meeting with Croatian President Zoran Milanovic. As he departed for New Delhi, Mr. Modi described the visit as a landmark moment that opens a new chapter in India-Croatia cooperation. With this, Mr. Modi has successfully concluded his three-nations tour of Cyprus, Canada and Croatia. We have more from our correspondent from Zagreb, Croatia.
The delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Andrej Plenković were equally impactful. The two sides agreed on extending trade, technology, partnership and defense cooperation. The 4 signed MOUs added significant momentum to the bilateral framework, particularly in agriculture, science and culture. In a notable diplomatic development, Prime Minister also met with Croatian President Zoran Milanovic. His meeting with President highlighted the growing strategic alignment between the two nations. In his statement, Prime Minister Modi condemned terrorism and underscored the need for a united response from democratic nations. His appreciation for Croatian support after the recent terrorist attack in India found a strong emotional response in Zagreb. Sanjeev Singh for Akashwari News, Zagreb, Croatia.
Flight carrying 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran landed in New Delhi in the wee hours today. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate its nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. As a first step, the Indian embassy in Tehran evacuated the Indian students from northern Iran, assisting them in safely crossing over into Armenia on the 17th of this month. These students departed from Yerevan on a special flight last afternoon and reached New Delhi this morning. Talking to Akashvani News, Indian students shared their experience after being evacuated amidst security challenges in Iran.
My name is Aman Nazar. I am from India. We are very thankful and very glad to be in India. They helped us a lot. They played a very huge role in protecting us and keeping us safe.
My name is Zehran Bhatt. I am from Jammu and Kashmir. I am really thankful for India. They did really a great job. They evacuated us really quickly. And I am feeling so happy on my soil, on my land.
My name is Amirul Islam. I am from the University of Medical Sciences. I am a fifth year MBBS student. और हम गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया के बहुत शुक्रगुजार हैं, पर्टिकुलरली फॉरेन मिनिस्टर अफेयर्स के, उन्हें बहुत आगे खदमत हमारी की और हमें यहां तक फास्ट ट्रैक बेसिस पे लाया.
Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. The emergency helpline numbers in Embassy of India in Tehran are +98 9128 109115. The helpline numbers for WhatsApp are +98 9010 44557. Israel-Iran conflict has intensified dramatically, with Israeli forces conducting three waves of airstrikes across Iran and Iranian authorities reporting mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. According to Iranian state news agency, the latest escalation came as Israel targeted Iran's national police headquarters, injuring several people. We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
The sustained bombardment has triggered a mass exodus from Tehran and other Iranian cities. Thousands are fleeing, with reports of widespread panic and heavy congestion along the evacuation routes. Iranian authorities and human rights groups now estimate at least 585 people have been killed and over 1,300 injured since the start of the hostilities. Most of them are civilians. Infrastructure across the region is reeling. Airport closure and travel restrictions continue to disrupt civilian movement and affect foreign nationals throughout West Asia. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that Israeli strikes successfully hit two centrifuge production sites that were once monitored under the 2015 nuclear deal, a development that is seen as a significant escalation in efforts to degrade Iranian nuclear capabilities. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has escalated American involvement by increasing military deployments to the region. He has also demanded Iran's unconditional surrender. Trump's shift from earlier calls for restraint to open support for Israeli military actions could reshape the trajectory of the conflict. Iran has issued stark warnings that any direct intervention by the U.S. would trigger irreparable consequences and an all-out war throughout West Asia. Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh held a telephonic conversation with the Director General of Israeli Ministry of Defense, Major General Amir Baram. In a social media post, the Ministry of Defense said that the two leaders discussed updates on the current situation in West Asia. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Morning News. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has announced a set of important reforms aimed at making the Indian financial markets more efficient, inclusive and investor-friendly. The decisions were taken during the SEBI's board meeting led by its chairperson, Tuhin Kanta Pandey. We have a report.
One of the biggest changes according to new measures is that startup founders will now be allowed to keep their employee stock ownership plans, ESOPs, even after their companies go public. To prevent misuse, the SEBI has made it mandatory to have a one-year gap between issuing ESOPs and filing for an IPO. In another key decision, the market regulator approved a new framework for the voluntary delisting of public sector undertakings, PSUs. The SEBI has also simplified the rules for foreign investors who invest exclusively in government bonds. The move is expected to make India more attractive to global investors looking for stable returns. The SEBI also made changes that benefit alternative investment funds, with Bimal Mohapatra, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Google has opened its first safety engineering center in the Asia-Pacific region and the fourth globally in Hyderabad yesterday. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanta Reddy formally inaugurated the facility. An official release stated that the GSEC will focus on protecting users from online fraud, securing enterprise and government infrastructure, and building responsible AI. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years, India's sports sector has undergone a massive transformation. Initiatives like Target, Olympic Podium Scheme TOPS, Khelo India and Kirti, that is Khelo India Rising Talent Identification, among others, have significantly improved the performances of the athletes, resulting in higher medal tallies in the global sporting events. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, acclaimed para-athlete and executive board member of the Asian Paralympic Committee, Deepa Malik, lauded the multifold initiatives taken by the government.
पैरा खेलों की बात करूं डिसेबिलिटी एक्ट आया जिसके तहत 21 सात से बढ़ाकर 21 दिव्यांगताओं को उन्होंने डिसेबिलिटी एक्ट के अंतर्गत लिया बेटी बचाओ बेटी पढ़ाओ बेटी खिलाओ और साथ ही में लगता हुआ एक्सेसिबल इंडिया कैंपेन एक शब्द अपंगों को दिव्यांग उनके सम्मान में तो एक ऑटोमेटिक इकोसिस्टम क्रिएट हुआ जहां पे दिव्यांगों के सशक्तिकरण की बात होने लगी
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the fintech market is projected to grow to over $400 billion by 2028-29. She pointed out that the scale of opportunity is immense, expressing hope that the fintech revolution in the country will flourish in the coming years. She was addressing the Digital Payments Awards 2025 ceremony in New Delhi yesterday. Voting for by-polls to 5 assembly seats in 4 states is being held today. 2 assembly by-polls are being held in Gujarat and 1 each is taking place in Kerala, West Bengal and Punjab. The counting of votes will take place on Monday. Noted environmentalist, wildlife expert and Padma Shri awardee Maruti Chintampally, fondly known as Aranya Rishi, passed away at the age of 93 in Solapur, Maharashtra due to age-related ailments. He dedicated his life to forests, wildlife and conservation literature. Chintampally received the Padma Shri from the President on April 30th. This year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jharkhand today. Parts of Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh and the northeastern states will also experience heavy rainfall. Heavy rainfall is also very likely at isolated places in various parts of the country for the next 4 days. Meanwhile, continuous heavy rainfall lashed Mumbai and its suburban areas, recording 200 mm rainfall since last evening. Local train services on the central, western and harbour lines have been delayed or suspended in some sections due to waterlogging and track issues. In the Asian Squash Championship 2025 in Malaysia, India's Velavan Senthil Kumar advanced to the quarterfinals with a 3-0 win over Japan's Tomotaka Endo in Kuching last night. The world number 45 Senthil Kumar is now the only Indian remaining in the tournament after beating China's Li Haizhen in the previous round. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Nishit. All leading dailies headline Prime Minister Modi rejecting Trump's claims over Operation Sindoor and saying that India will never accept mediation. India-Canada hit reset to revive trade talks, pick high commissioners is the top story in the Indian Express. India launches Operation Sindoor to evacuate internationals from Iran, writes the statesman. Good luck, says Dawn, as Khamenei threatens US with irreparable damage, reports the Times of India. Ill-fated Air India black box headed to US, writes the Economic Times. SEBI board opened doors for more investments is the headline in Financial Express. And finally, IIT Delhi is India's top university in QS global ranking, says a report in Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his first ever visit to Croatia, calls for peaceful resolution of conflicts and condemns terrorism as the enemy of humanity. India and Croatia sign MOUs in the field of agriculture, culture, technology and for a Hindi chair in Zagreb University. First rescue flight under Operation Sindhu carrying 110 Indian students from Iran lands in New Delhi. Israel-Iran conflict intensifies as US military deployment in region increases. Tehran warns the action would trigger an all-out war. And SEBI approves major market reforms including PSU delisting and easier path for foreign investments in government bonds. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.